Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So I want you to imagine you're back in the Civil War era. You walk into a medical tent, but it's nighttime, and some of the soldiers' wounds are glowing blue.
What?
Right?
I cannot see people being chill about that in the Civil War era.
No, they weren't chill about it. They were so not chill about it. They called it Angel's Glow because here's the weird thing. The men who had Angel's Glow in their wounds were less likely to die.
Really? Okay, so I think it's fortunate that this was a Civil War era thing because a few hundred years ago, I feel like they would have just chopped that thing off or...
Right? They would have been like, Satan! Whack!
Yes, exactly! Possessed! That is weird. And imagine being the other soldiers in the tent with this guy next to you that's just begun to glow as the sun sets.
Well, I think probably they all freaked out. But when those guys seemed to get better.
Yes.
And other people were really not getting better. You know, I can imagine somebody being like, hey, can I rub some of that on me?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like the scene in The Gladiator where he's getting hauled off on the wagon and he wakes up and he looks down and he's got a maggoty wound. And the guy's like, be cool, man. This is actually so good.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about the survival rates.
Well, we don't know the exact survival rates, but what we do know is two teenagers, Bill Martin and Jonathan Curtis, were super Civil War buffs. And Bill's mother was a microbiologist. So, you know, they were talking about biology and bacteria and things like that. When he went and visited the site of the Battle of Shiloh, which happened in 1862. So he's visiting that site and they were hearing about Angel's Glow. And he had a theory that it was a bioluminescent bacteria that was making their wounds glow. The mystery begins in the symbiotic relationship between nematodes, which are tiny microscopic worms, and a bacteria called Photohabdus luminescens. This bacteria is found in nematodes' stomachs. So like if you look at the nematodes, they glow in the dark.
Oh.
Well, you find these nematodes in the soil. They primarily eat insects.
Wow. So the nematodes are just sort of a hapless winners here. Can you imagine how happy they were? Like normally they get inside a bug and it's a very finite amount of space, but they get into the guy's leg or wherever and they're like, it goes on forever.
There's so much to eat. Unfortunately, the way it works in the wild is like a nematode gets into a caterpillar. It puts out the bacteria dissolves the caterpillar. There are some truly horrible pictures of infected caterpillars, by the way.
I bet.
And then as the caterpillar expires, the nematode takes back some of the bacteria, leaves the caterpillar, and then waits in the soil for another juicy victim.
This is much more horror story than I expected.
Well, just wait. Okay, so as gross as it may sound, there had been a theory for a while with scientists that maybe it was these bacteria that had caused this problem. But then other scientists were saying, yes, but the Photohabdus luminescens bacteria doesn't survive in human body temperature. So it's like, there's no way this could happen. Well, this is the thing that probably won Bill Martin and Jonathan Curtis first place in an international science competition in 2001 was they went and looked at the weather in the spring of 1862 in Tennessee, where this battle took place. It was an unusually wet and cold spring, and so many men were injured that several were left waiting for 2 days in the mud in the rain.
Oh, so they had some low-key hypothermia happening.
Exactly. What was happening is that the bioluminescent bacteria excretes this antibiotic chemical that kills other cells. So it's killing other bacteria. It's killing other fungus. But as these men get better and their body temperature is rising, then it would kill off the bioluminescent bacteria and they would heal.
That is weird. Saved by a worm infestation.
Yeah.
I don't know why I still go outside barefoot.
Oh, yeah, because these things are everywhere.
The Angel's Glow. I feel like that's the wrong name for it, but we'll go with it. That ship has sailed, though.
Yep.
Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. And of course, we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.